This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to 10-10, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. Today we're looking at Barry Tierney's San Diego, as played live in Claycastle Studio by the Niall McCabe Band.
And then you wore my blazer home as the Delta burns over San Diego, as the Delta burns over San Diego.
Claycastle producer John Burke sets the scene.
Barry is a singer-songwriter from Kinsale. Amazing singer-songwriter. He's put his own album out. He's been recording for years, various different studios and producers and all that. And he turns up here at least once a year to do something. Yeah, he had a project that he wanted to do whereby he was going to get some singers, artists, songwriters, but get them to sing his songs. And his idea was to have it filmed and recorded here. So that was a really, really interesting day. He picked two songs, two different singers. Niall McCabe was one of them. Niall is a fantastic singer, singer-songwriter in his own right. They put a band together, really good band. Drums, guitars, keyboards, a couple of cameramen, really good film crew. We recorded the audio live. We did everything pretty much live.
Barry Tierney shared his memories of arranging the song with the Niall McCabe band on the day.
Kind of arranged the songs beforehand as well, like, you know, just ran them a couple of times, and all the lads learned the song on the day, like.
And did you run through the song with them on the day? Were you the band teacher, or did Niall do that?
I think Niall kind of arranged the San Diego, just where the solo was going and when the band comes in and out and stuff like that, and it was slightly tweaked in by us in the control room. Yeah, we were there. The two videos were shot in the same day, and we had a good productive day in there. I must say it was a good day.
That's where we dance to the music of Billy's Chaperone.
Barry released a version of San Diego on his album Hotel Alomar. I asked him where the song came from.
They're all just fictional characters. Billy Chaperone, it's just a name that came into my head, really, to be honest with you. I don't really have any elaborate story behind it, unfortunately, and I could probably make one up for you, but it was written when I was in Portugal, like, so it does have a little kind of a feel of a more kind of a warmer climate, which is kind of one of these ones you write it kind of in one go, and it's just, I don't know where it comes from, but it certainly wasn't a conscious decision, and it wasn't you know, it wasn't based on reality at all. Yeah, it seems to be an okay song. People seem to like it.
Warren Tyvey assisted John Burke in the recording of San Diego.
It's the musicians as well that make things like that easy, and they're all excellent players. They know how to make it work. It made our job easier, you know, once we patched all the right things in and it recorded really well and John mixed it. It sounded excellent, you know. It sounded like it was a big production when it was a live take, you know. The challenge is to get the right mix for the band. You're going to have all the instruments in the room at the same time and you're going to get natural spill. It's just to taper that down a bit, and I think we were able to isolate everything so everyone could be in the one room and hear what they were doing. But they weren't playing at super loud volume, so it was really nice, you know, and they were all excellent players.
I mean, that couldn't have been more organic. There were microphones and they were plugged in. I think the videos made in the main live room, in the big live room, and all the musicians are in the live room in front of the camera. And then the guitar amplifiers are in the isolation booths at the back. But the doors are actually just ajar, just open, enough for them to be able to hear it. The drummer is in the room playing live. They can all hear what they're doing. It's not ideal by any means, but they can all hear what they're doing. They're just really good musicians.
Barry Tierney is very pleased with the outcome of the day's work at Claycastle. Not only does he enjoy working with the lads there, but he's also very impressed with Niall McCabe's version of his song.
John and Warren are very good. They're very easygoing. They're flexible as well, you know, and quite often I like to work at night time, and John and myself have stayed up till all hours of the night recording. just great attention to detail. They're very easygoing. There's a nice atmosphere inside it. They've got fantastic equipment. The live room, that big room, is superb. Mostly John I work with, and he just kind of puts you at ease, really, and just a nice place to record and good crack. I have a version of it myself, but I think Niall's version is far better. He really kind of gave himself to the song on the day. And as you can see on the YouTube video, you know, his expressions are pretty authentic. So I think he does the song, you know, justice and makes it his own.
Baby, you dance like thunder. You leave me asking for more. When you take my body under, wonder.
Burn.
The Niall McCabe Band recorded San Diego at Clay Castle Recording Studio in 2015. You can watch the video, filmed by Barra Vernon and Rupert McCarthy Morrow, on Barry Tierney Music, the YouTube channel of the songwriter Barry Tierney. On the next episode of 1010, The Lost Gecko, Unphotographable.
1010, 10 years of Clay Castle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Yall production.